seated. As I prepare for a sermon, I usually sit down and start reading, and I let myself stop with whatever speaks to me. So today I did not even go into the scripture readings. And then when I read the scripture readings about hating your mom and your dad, I wondered what that meant. So I just stopped at the collect prayer. It has nothing to do with money, but it's a prayer we use at the beginning, which collects us, gets us in the state to open our hearts for prayer. And that prayer talks about trust. And I was really struck by it. And usually when I am struck by something, it means that I'm preaching to myself. So that's the warning. Trust. How do we trust? How much can we trust on someone we love? Trust our church, trust religion, trust the government, trust the world, trust the universe, trust God. I found a prayer, a poem written by a young woman, a teen, Amy Kurzweil. And she wrote the following about trust. I'm scared to trust now. I had my trust broken many times before. I was left a broken girl. I still am broken inside. I simply cannot trust. It's not you, it's me. My trust can't be broken again. So don't ask me to trust, because I can't do it. I'm too scared to trust. I was really touched by that story and reading more about her. She suffered a lot as a young teen, including being violated sexually. Trust is so difficult to sustain and to maintain. Trust is such a fundamental part of our lives. Without trust, how do we navigate? We have to trust that car's going to work. Hugh's not here precisely. His car didn't turn on this morning. So he's trying to get it some fixed. But isn't it basic? Trust is such a fundamental presupposition of living. And precisely when we began our prayer this morning, our prayer said, grant us, O Lord, to trust in you with all our hearts. Grant us, O Lord, to trust in you with all our hearts. For as you always resist the proud who confine in their own strength, so you never forsake those who make their boast in your mercy. And I was praying this, I was wondering, do I trust God that way? Do I trust in the way that I let go of everything? Do I totally surrender before that which is much bigger than I? And I don't know if I do. I sometimes trust, and sometimes, you can ask you, I sometimes don't trust. And it gets in the way of my own spiritual life. There's a beautiful poem by Ivan Granger. He's a poet, and he has a website called Chaikana. It's poetry of different spiritualities, different spiritual traditions, and he's collected all these poems. And he wrote this poem about trust and about faith. And as usually we talk about faith, and it's up here in the head, and somewhat it's part of it. But he says, faith above all, I'll read what he wrote. Faith has nothing to do with belief. Faith is surrendering your fears and hopes to the divine life flowing through you. Another quote, and I couldn't find who wrote it, is, faith is a state of openness, of trust. To have faith is to trust yourself to the water. When you swim, you don't grab hold of the water, because if you do, you will sink and drown. Instead, you relax and float. And the attitude of faith is the very opposite of clinging to belief, of holding on. In other words, a person who is a fanatic in matters of religion and clings to certain ideas about the nature of God and the universe becomes a person who has no faith at all. Instead, they are holding tight, but the attitude of faith is to let go and become open to truth, whatever it might turn out to be. I really was touched by that story. Faith as the adventure of not holding tight, but of letting go. Trust and surrendering are such an important part of our tradition. For Martin Luther, the reformer, he based his whole theology on faith. And faith not so much as believing a certain things, but rather just trusting, embracing this total surrender before God. And that is not particular to us Christians. Surrender goes across all religious traditions. In Islam, just the name of it, Islam, what it means is surrender, to submit yourself. In the Quran, we read, O our sustainer, make us surrender ourselves unto thee, and make out of our offspring a community that shall surrender itself unto thee. In Hinduism, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says to Arjuna, delivered from selfish attachment, fear, and anger, filled with me, surrendering themselves to me, purified in the fire of my being, many have reached the state of unity in me. Buddhism, so many traditions underline this aspect of the religious path, of spiritual endeavor, of surrendering and of trusting. In the Bible, in the Hebrew scriptures, a passage that many of you all know that I love, Hugh and I, we have it up in our door. Be still and know that I am God. Isn't it a beautiful passage? But there's a new translation that I just found. A friend of mine, Wendy, pointed to me. It's Robert Alter's new translation of the Hebrew Bible, just published this year, the complete set. And I looked at that passage, and this is what he wrote. He translated that word instead of be still and know that I'm God. He said, really, what the word in Hebrew means is let go and know that I am God. He says, the word really means is someone who has grasped something, open your hand and letting go. And he says, that is what that passage means. Let go and know that I am God. Another way, stop striving and recognize that I am God. Surrender your anxiety. Be silent and stop your striving and you will see that I am God. All of that was churning in my heart, meditating on this call to trust with my whole heart, as the Collect prayer said. And then I read the gospel. Hate your mother, hate your father, hate life itself. And then it suddenly said, if I understand that passage from that context, it makes sense. Jesus was identifying probably the two things we hold on most dearly. Money and family, relationships. Those two things are the things that hold on to us most, where we try to climb and hold on to, grasp, because it gives me security. It gives me permanency, a sense of being. And Jesus precisely goes to the center and says, hate your family. Of course, he's not meaning hate in the sense we all think of hate, of abhorring someone. What he was saying is, you need to put it in perspective. God, family, money, what is truly important? What are the priorities in your life? I would like to end by sharing a poem of John of the Cross, The Dark Night of the Soul, just a part, the first two verses and the last one, because I think it's a beautiful explanation of this path of spiritual endeavor. John of the Cross knew that the path of spirituality, and we've touched Luke a lot of social and political engagement. Luke is very engaged in transforming our world, talking about the prophetic aspect of the gospel. But he truly knew that we won't be able to do that if we don't have the inner strength of abandonment, of truly trusting God. And John of the Cross also knew that. And he drew a beautiful map of the spiritual journey as a mountain. And in Spanish, it has this little, there's a little road that goes up to the mountain. And all across the road, he's writing, nada, 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 all the way up to the mountain. Nada, as you know, means nothing. And he puts different things. And this, not that, not that, not that. He wrote this path of darkness. One dark night, fired with love's urgent longings, ah, sheer grace, I went out unseen, my house being now all stilled, in darkness and secure, by the secret ladder disguised. Ah, sheer grace, in darkness and concealment, my house being now all stilled. I abandoned and forgot myself, laying my face on my beloved, all things seized. I went out for myself, leaving my cares forgotten among the lilies. May today, as we come to celebrate Eucharist together, as we come across to the table to receive the bread and the wine of Christ's presence in our lives, may we grow in this call to trust. May we grow as we go out into the world, trusting in this presence of God. And may that trust enable us to do God's work, the hard work that God is calling us to do, of transforming our world, touching lives of poverty and homelessness, climate change, what is happening in the border, what is happening in our world, all those difficult things. May our trust in God enable us to have the courage, to have the strength to do what needs to be done. Amen.